Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. Starting off in the NBA, the Miami Heat have now won 26 straight after beating the Charlotte Bobcats 109-77. The Heat now hit the road, starting with the Orlando Magic tonight. Forward LeBron James says the team works hard on the court while having fun.
We're a competitive bunch, and we're on the floor. We have a great time on the floor. We compete at a high level, but we enjoy each other. We enjoy what we do as professionals, and I think you should always try to have some enjoyment, whatever you do in your field.
Tip-off at the Amway Center is set for 7. Staying on the hardwood, the Gator men's basketball team defeated the Minnesota Golden Gophers 78-64 to advance to the Sweet 16 for the third year in a row. Guard Mike Rosario led the team with 25 points, while forward Eric Murphy followed with 15 and guard Scotty Wilbekin added 12. UF head coach Billy Donovan says Minnesota played a solid second half after falling behind early.
I thought our guys came out and really played a terrific first half. Obviously had a nice lead and at least tried to talk at halftime about the fact that I think we all knew Minnesota is a prideful team. I know Tubby obviously very well, that their team would come out and respond, and they did. And I think right about the 14-minute mark, they had outscored us 13-4 and really got themselves right back in the game.
The Gators take on Florida Gulf Coast Friday. You can catch the game on our sister station, Country 103.7 The Gator. Switching sports, the Florida softball team completed the sweep of Arkansas this weekend 1-0. Senior outfielder Kelsey Horton had a walk-off home run in the bottom of the seventh. Gator coach Tim Walton says the game being scoreless until late kept the team stiff at the plate.
You give us runs early, and I think you're going to see a whole different ballgame there. The swings loosen up a little bit, and I think that was the key. Keeping it scoreless made everybody kind of be a little bit tighter, a little bit more on edge.
Next, the team hosts Florida State on Wednesday. More sports scene with Steve Russell on the way. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Kelly Eichhorn.